We are the ones awake in the night. We turn the wheel to bring the light. We call the sun from the womb of night. Everyone becomes another in the mother, in the mother. Yes, awake. I've been awake in the night with all sorts of free-floating anxieties and ancient prophecies. The darkest time of the year is doing mighty battle with the twinkling Christmas lights. My soul, so determined on a rampage, really, to emerge from the dark of winter. In the face of the unscrupulous behavior of thieves disguised as lawmakers, murderers disguised as heroes, ineptitude and inefficiency around global warming and the creation of the most diluted healthcare debacle I can imagine. A waste. Holy waste. Yes, it makes me want to holler. Yet I wake into this gloriously sunny December day and bathe in the company of family and good friends and find these things more profound than ever. The connection to you is keeping my soul aligned and tucked into its proverbial bed. The energy of us suspending me in midair even when I think I'm falling. I am convinced there are angels conspiring at every moment to catch me and take me up. Part of my journey through this dark tunnel of winter is the process of stopping smoking. After 37 years, I'm finished, and it's not the craving for nicotine that is snarling my temper. It's the habit of smoking, the physical groove that I've worn these 37 years. It is the invasion of the snakely smoke into my brain that interferes with my holiday presence. So, I've taken to conjugating Spanish verbs when tobacco calls my name. I've spoken Spanish since I started smoking back in 1973, but lost my verbs along the way for lack of conversation. But these days, I enjoy a robust relationship with my Latino community, La Gente. This past Saturday at the CV Star Aquatic Center's Hip Hop Holiday Splash, what a blast, I had the honor to MC the entertainment for the day. And for the first time in my career, I did so in English and Spanish. What a thrill. And one of the most beautiful things about the center, besides the spectacular water slide and the incomparable lifeguards, is the integration of Latino and Anglo, our children and families, not under the auspices of education, but of fun and recreation. So I want to take this time to honor and appreciate the immigrants among us this Christmas, the people who work their fingers to the bone, even break their backs, toil every day, to all those who are separated from their families this holiday. To all those who have traveled a long way, largo manera, a todos quien trabajar cada día en servicio a nosotros, y algunos que están en detención solamente porque quieren una vida mejor. Yes, to those who work each day in service to us, Americanos, and still they have faith, still they believe in Cristo, and they show us with every plate they wash, bed they make, dinner they serve, floor they scrub, delivery they make, baby they sit, the spirit of the Cristo. I think of the candle in the Amnesty International poster. You know, the one wrapped in barbed wire? Yes, a light in the dark. So, that's what I'd like for Christmas, yes. Emergence from the dark night of separation and suspicion, the light of amnesty. May it brighten all our days. Feliz Navidad a todos. Soy Sherry Gordula.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.